I'm Alan Hodges with the University of Florida Food and Resource Economics Department.
You gave a report on the economic impact of citrus in 2012 to 13. The impact of greening on the citrus industry to start with.
Yeah, this was a part of our study to update a previous study we did with Dr. Tom Spreen from the University of Florida using his world orange juice model. So we're considering the impact on the processed orange segment of the citrus industry. The model considers the world production of processed oranges in the U.S. and Brazil, the second largest, the leading producer in the world, and how that affects prices and grower revenues. Our estimate for 2006 through 2012-13 was a cumulative industry output impact of $7.8 billion. That includes all the multiplier effects from the regional economic model. That was about $3.1 billion in direct revenue loss for Florida processed orange growers. And it's about a $975 million average annual industry output impact. So very significant loss of grower revenues, and we estimate about 7,500 jobs in Florida lost due to citrus greening, or would have been an additional 7,500 jobs in the absence of greening, is a more accurate way to say it.
Citrus industry still a significant industry economically for Florida, correct?
Yeah. Our estimate for the 2012-13 year is $10.7 billion industry output impact or sales revenues in all sectors of the Florida economy, 62,000 full-time and part-time jobs attributable to the industry, and $5.3 billion contribution to the gross domestic product of the state of Florida, and over $300 million in state and local tax revenues generated by the citrus industry in Florida. So those are big numbers. It is still a very significant industry, part of the agricultural economy of the state. If you want a comparison to some other prominent industries in Florida, the employment impacts in the citrus industry would be similar to the direct employment in the spectator sports industry, all the professional sports teams in the state. Also similar in terms of both employment and output impacts to the residential construction industry in the state of Florida, which is something a lot of people think of as one of the leading industries in the state.
And Alan, even with the greening impact, the total economic impact of citrus in Florida still about where it was 5 or 6 years ago, isn't it?
That's right. We reanalyzed the data from our previous study for 2007-08, 5 years ago, and with the current economic model for 2012, which uses the updated multipliers and deflators to put all the values in constant 2013 dollars, so we've adjusted for the effect of inflation. On that basis, the industry change in the monetary impacts, output, value added, and labor income are only marginally smaller now than they were 5 years ago, on the order of 1 to 5% smaller.
Central Florida, growing region, the one most impacted by the citrus industry versus Indian River, Southwest Florida, some of the other areas, correct?
That's right. This time, for the first time, we evaluated the impacts at the county and region level. We took the state level impacts and allocated those down to counties based on their share of overall production volumes or revenues, and then aggregated the counties up into the three regions, the central, Southern and Indian River. And the central region is by far the most important for the industry. It's just almost half of the total impacts are felt in this central Florida area that extends from Marion County in the north down to Manatee County in the south.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.